live on tape. I haven't listened to him in the stands for 5 quarters yesterday. Now for 5 minutes, it's your turn. Here is my husband, Ross Warner.
Greetings, Chargers fans. My wife and I are obviously back from Washington, where we watched the Chargers barely come away with a victory yesterday. It was nice to see another team have the same problems that we've had earlier in the season. I was saying to my wife at the game, the Chargers really watch Washington do pretty much what we've done, which is get a lead, 10 points, get a little bit conservative, run the ball twice into the line, so run third down, find yourself unsuccessful, and suddenly, before you know it, the other team's got a chance to win it at the end. Drew Brees followed his fantastic week against Buffalo with just an awful performance. Three interceptions, could have had a fourth. LeVar Arrington had it overturned. Apparently, I couldn't see from my seat, but it looked like the ball dropped out. He was off all day. Couldn't find Rashay Caldwell in the corner of the end zone. Luckily, that drive, Dane Tomlinson scored one of his three touchdowns. He was high in a couple passes. It seemed like Cam Cameron really, one of those days that Drew wasn't having a solid performance, you wonder why maybe he wouldn't alter the game plan. And in a baseball situation, when the pitcher doesn't have his best stuff, the team knows they have to change their strategy. They know that they have to maybe produce more runs. They know things are going to be different. It was obvious that Drew did not have his good stuff yesterday. In fact, he actually mentioned in his interview in the post game that there were a couple drops, which is pretty unlike him. He usually never even alludes to the possibility that anybody else could be responsible. Antonio Gates, not even remotely 100%. Again, didn't explain why he dropped the ball a couple times, but the play that basically opened up Tomlinson's overtime run, everybody was bunched on one side. Antonio Gates found himself wide open, held onto the ball then. Outside of that, the defense did a nice job. We were certainly helped by the fact that Royal dropped three passes. In fact, on the third pass, the PA announcer didn't even want to mention his name. He had to pause before he actually mentioned it because I'm sure the fans were about to rip the seats out. You know, the Giants cut Feely today for lesser sins. Santana Moss, we've held him pretty well in check. He had a couple of moves, little lateral cuts in the middle of the field. Quentin Jammer had only one stupid penalty, and it wasn't even when he was on defense. He, in fact, screened somebody on special teams. Sean Merriman, going back to Maryland, didn't have maybe the monster game that he'd hoped for. Played well. Apparently him and LeVar Arrington are close, and he relies on Arrington for guidance, which, again, not to diss any Redskins fans, but LeVar Arrington wasn't even starting at one point this year. I don't know how good a role model he is. But still have a lot of questions about the Chargers. 7-4, obviously Denver winning, Kansas City winning, Kansas City and Denver play next week. Someone's got to lose. The Chargers just have to keep pace. This team, a lot of people are already speculating, if they go 11-5, they won't make the playoffs. They're the best 11-5 team not to make the playoffs. I mean, that's just ridiculous to even speculate at this point. The Chargers, I truly feel, if they continue to win, they're not going to go 10-6, I don't think. They continue to have the attitude like they can't lose another game, which as long as the teams in front of them keep winning, they pretty much can't. I think they'll do okay. I don't understand why Marty Schottenheimer, however, felt the need to keep Keating on the kickoffs. Keating obviously has a hip injury. It affected his kickoffs the week before. The coverage was great, but you got Mike Seifert out there. I don't know why you would have him go out there and continue to hurt himself, especially when two of his field goals, obviously he was missing a leg. But again, the Danny and Tomlinson, I mean, I should probably spend 5 minutes just talking about him. It's just a situation where we have a player that's just that much better than anybody else. As a Knick fan, I used to have to watch Michael Jordan come down the court, and knowing full well that he would probably stick a dagger on our heart. And LaDainian Tomlinson yesterday, twice, basically put the team on his back. It was reminiscent of the game against Denver, I believe it was, well, I know it was, 2002, where essentially we just had nothing else going on that day, and LaDainian just refused to let us lose. It was pretty much like that yesterday. He also supposedly got rid of his shoes that Nike had made for him, which were causing him to slip all year long. Thank God for that. Steve Foley came back yesterday, looked pretty good, brought some depth to the linebacking core, which normally he'd be the star of, but with Sean Merriman's emergence, it was nice to see the two of them compliment each other for the first time. I mean, not literally the first time, but it's the first time excelling. And that's pretty much the wrap-up. The Chargers, 7-4, taking on the Raiders this Sunday night. Again, game they obviously should win, game they need to win. Any Charger fan knows the Raiders are our most hated rivals, and they got to take care of business once again. If I don't seem that excited, it's because I'm exhausted. a little bit frustrated, a little bit anxious, but these are things that probably I can't even blame on the Chargers. So until next week, thanks for 5 minutes inside the halls of justice. See you then.